following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. Today I am here joined with my own family, with my beautiful bride, Jess, as well as our two little guys who are over there watching a story right now. But just want to share with you guys actually a quick thought from Psalm 117. In Psalm 117, or actually Psalm 118, sorry, 118 this morning, I read this. It said, "I called to the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. What can a mere mortal do to me?" After reading that, I was kind of just thinking about it like, man, if God really is with us in this way that God's word tells us that he is, and we really don't have anything to fear, knowing that the same God who created the heavens and the earth, the same God that split the Red Sea in two so his people can walk in dry land as he delivered them from Egypt, if this is the same God that we serve today, there's really nothing we should fear if this God is for us, which, again, the Bible declares is the reality. But I was thinking, what are the things that get in the way from us actually believing that to be true, that God is for us? And so, just kind of had that question. And so want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I guess I was thinking in that verse too, I love how it says he puts us in a spacious place. And I think when chaos or things are going on in our circumstances too, it's often then that we feel closed in, or we're so surrounded maybe in our thinking of looking at all the circumstances or things that aren't going well, that are going and not in our favor. And so we get focusing on that, and it seems like we're kind of closed in by those things, as opposed to really trusting and saying with the Lord, like, he puts me in a spacious place. Like, he gives me an opportunity in the midst of a trial to be able to choose faith and trust him, and to be able to trust that he's with us walking. So I think the thing that often gets in the way is that maybe it's a tinted lens of God's faithfulness and being able to see the circumstances and like, why is this going on? And asking the questions of the whys, as opposed to being able to say, but this is who my God is. This is who my Abba Father is. And this is who he says he's going to walk with me through it. And it may not be until later that the why answer could be answered. But that is a chance, an opportunity to be able to cling to the Lord and trust him in a new way and experience him in a new way. So I think maybe that's what I've seen in my own life too, that trials have kind of an opportunity to grow in faith and trust what I know to be true, like head knowledge, to be able to connect it to my heart, or it's another chance to be able to just observe all the things that aren't in my favor. And that can kind of tint my lens to be a little bit smaller of a space.
So from what I heard too, you were saying that kind of having that space, it's awesome that God does talks about putting them in an open, kind of a wide space or an abundant space, because it's often in those moments that you kind of feel closed in or trapped. But when you realize that the Lord is with you, it gives you a different perspective of those kind of things too. That's incredible. I think that's so true. I think it kind of makes me think about even just the story of Jesus and Peter as they're out on the water. I think it's in Matthew 14, but they see Jesus walking by on the water, and Peter says, "Lord, if that's you, then let me come out and walk with you." And so he's actually walking on the water towards Jesus for a time, but then it says that as he looks at the waves, that he begins to sink, and he calls out to the Lord at that time frame, and Jesus saves him. But I think that's definitely us at times where I think when we start focusing on circumstance or the things coming at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus is right there with us. And at that story there is such a tangible picture of the way that I think we often feel is just, and we get so circumstantially focused and we lose sight of Jesus, or he becomes so much smaller than he really is. And at the same time, what I think when those circumstances happen, I think he's calling us to focus in on him. And when we see just how big he is, those circumstances, again, just, man, we're able to see it from a different perspective and in the right way. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Joey, any other thoughts? Yeah.
Oh, no, I had an analogy. So I remember hearing an analogy. If God is as big as this room, and your circumstance is a small coin. Your small coin could be in the room huddled this far away from your vantage point. But when it starts becoming your only vantage point of your seeing, then you can't see the depth of the room. And so being able to hold what's going on in your life out to the Lord, away from your first perspective, and seeing Him still as big, then that problem isn't as big.
That's great. Well, thank you, baby, for answering this question. And think it through it with me. All right. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner, no.